Malaysia is continuing to probe the disappearance of a Malaysia Airlines jetliner that went missing with 239 people on board. About two-thirds of the passengers were Chinese, and China is sending security officials to help with an investigation into the misuse of passports. Lydia O'Kane reports.
As the investigation continues into the disappearance of flight MH370, speculation is mounting about possible security lapses and whether a bomb or attempted hijacking could have brought down the Beijing-bound plane. Interpol confirmed at least two passengers used stolen passports and said it was checking whether others aboard used false identity documents. About two-thirds of the passengers were Chinese, and China is sending security agents to help with an investigation into the misuse of the passports. Meanwhile, a number of countries have joined in the search at sea for the plane, which disappeared 2 days ago. Speaking to Vatican Radio, Father Lawrence Andrew, editor of The Herald, a Catholic Malaysian weekly, says it remains a mystery.
There are a lot of speculations, and people are saying there's oil slick somewhere, and there was a debris somewhere, but it is said that they are all unverified.
While friends and family of those on board continue to await news of their loved ones, Father Lawrence says Catholic churches have been holding prayer services.
Already from Sunday onwards in our Catholic churches, we have been praying. We have stood even a minute silence, respecting the people and praying for them. We have put up in Facebook here in many places that we pray for all of them.
The Malaysia Airlines plane vanished from radar screens in the early hours of Saturday morning, about an hour into its flight from Kuala Lumpur. The airline is the country's national carrier and covers some 80 destinations worldwide. I'm Lydia O'Kane.